Blog Talk Radio. Psychic Readings with Lenis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. Just to note, we're not in Leo yet, so we're just finishing up Gemini. So I'll just say happy birthday, Leo, because I believe that you begin on Friday. Yeah, we'll be in Leo. So happy birthday to Leo people. And the new moon is on July 23rd, which is next Sunday. You might want to mark your calendars for that. Okay, so welcome to the show. Time to time we will have psychics, guest psychics that will be joining us. And I told you the show phone number, 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and your moderator is Miss Nina. One question per caller, please. We like to give everyone a chance to ask a question or to validate past readings. We had a couple of validations last Sunday. Always take a deep breath and focus on your question for the best answer. Remember, the answers we give can change due to life circumstances, and it does happen. Please don't play games with us. We take this seriously, and we do this from love and light from our hearts. If your phone is blocked with a 111, you might get disconnected. Please call in with a number that will be received. We have fun, laughter, as well as profound information. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. Now, if you want a private reading, you can go into our website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Go over to the right side of the page and scroll down the psychic readings, and you'll get me and Nina. Now, just to let y'all know, you know, Nina is our Reiki master, and she also prays for you, and she's a teacher, photographer, community activist, grandmother, food cooker, critic. Nina does it all, so I want you to remember that, especially the Reiki master above all. And I do angel readings, past life readings. I connect the loved ones that have passed on to the other side. I'm a visionary. I do Chinese tarot, soul cards, readings. I do those in person because I tape those for accuracy. And that's a little bit about me. And I am Saturday night. Nina is Sunday morning. Okay, sometimes she crosses over a little bit. Okay, y'all, without further ado, let's bring in my co-host and station manager, Miss Nina.
Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're enjoying your weekend, even though it's just about over. Just a reminder, if you do not press 1, we will not take your call. You need to press 1 if you want to get into the queue for us to answer a question for you. Also, I will answer questions in the chat room, so if you have a question, feel free to ask me in there. I have only one, well, yesterday was my youngest granddaughter's birthday, and she turned 13, and she has the attitude of a 13-year-old long before she turned 13. But happy birthday anyway, sweetheart. Grandma loves you. Also, on birthday is my son and daughter-in-law's anniversary. 14 years, I do believe, so happy anniversary to them. Other than that, I have no birthdays this week, believe it or not.
Oh, well, I made up for it. I made up for it. My first birthday is Maxwell, a real good friend of the family, and he's also a good friend of the Essence of Success Network because he had a show with us, and it was really good. So anyway, Maxwell, happy birthday, young man. Happy birthday to my nephew, Louis Gutierrez. Happy birthday to Peggy Correa. Happy birthday to Mr. John Buchanan. Happy birthday to Emma Kennard. Girl, I hope you holding it down in Texas. Happy birthday to Pam Ingram. Happy birthday to Mr. Walter Dubai in Ontario, Canada. He's also the professors of the blues because he does a show every Monday night at 7 on Spreaker.com. Happy birthday to Judge Nicole Phelps. Happy birthday to Miss Tomasa Coleman coming up on Friday. Happy birthday to Cherie Lewis. And the last one, happy birthday to Karen Primu. And that is my birthdays for this week. I guess July was a busy month.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, are there any...
No, I would like to... I'd like to mention one more thing. British Columbia, which is the province right next door to where I live in Alberta, has got 120 out-of-control fires. If any of you have been into Alberta and British Columbia, you know how beautiful these provinces are. BC has had one city already evacuate because of the fires, and there's several threatened. If any of you have ever watched Timber Kings, you know that they build fantastic log mansions worth millions of dollars. With it, they lost one lot already with four homes that were completed. That's somebody's dreams, four families' dreams gone up in smoke. Please pray BC gets some rain, desperate, just like Alberta did last year. So please pray for them.
Yes, for sure. We definitely got them on the prayer list. I'm writing that down right now. Also, one more. Thank you, Nina, for that. Also, one more prayer list is for Sheha. She's our intuitive, empathic life coach that comes in, and she's in there with Nina in the chat room from time to time. Her nephew had a massive heart attack, so we're just asking for prayers. His name is Alexander, that he will get better, and I'm sure he will. Yeah. But anyway, I have prayers for that, too.
Anna, I'm sending him prayers and also healing Reiki. So I think by tomorrow you'll probably see better.
Yeah. Sure hope so. Okay, well, I think if there's nothing else for us to announce, Miss Nina. Oh, and just to let everybody know, now you know I'm on Wednesday night in the studio with Linus, and I discuss politics, entertainment news, sports news, and that's at 6 o'clock in the evening on the West Coast and 9 on the East Coast. So, you know, you guys join me, and then on Friday I do Friday Traffic Jam with music, and we have a ball. We try to party every Friday. So, and that's at 6 p.m. also, same network, same station, okay? All right, let's begin. We ready, Miss Nina?
We are.
Okay. Area code 530, welcome to the show. You're our first caller today.
Good afternoon, ladies. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
The question I wanted to ask today is, I have a home in California that I have for sale, and I'm just wondering if that might sell anytime soon.
Okay, and what is your first name, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Mona.
Okay, Mona. Thank you. Yeah. All righty. House for sale in Cali. I got 3 to 4 months right away. And
that's
there's a possibility that you, go ahead.
Pick the same thing up, Lennis. I picked not until fall.
Yeah. But you know what? They're going to give you more than what you asked for, Mona.
Oh, that would be nice.
You know what I mean? Like if you were selling your house for $1.1 million, they will offer you $1,250,000 or $1,300,000. That's an example. I don't know what you're selling your house for. That's just an example. But I'm letting you know they will give you, when your house sells, they will give you more money than what you're asking.
That's
and I think they're doing that to make sure. Well, because I think why they're doing this, why I'm picking this up is that there's somebody that's going to give you an offer, but it's going to be pending, and someone else will come along, you know, that sees your house, and they say, well, look, how about if we give you $200,000 more or $300,000 more? So, you know, it's a blessing. It's a good thing all the way around.
Great. Yeah, that would be, wouldn't it? I'm for that. I claim that.
Yeah. So, yep, in the fall it will sell, and you will get more money than what you're asking for. So that's
well,
a good
thank
thing.
You.
So
that's,
look at it this way.
An
early Christmas present. How's that?
That sounds pretty awesome to me. I'm for that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're most welcome, Mona, and congratulations on your sale, young lady.
Well, thank you very much. You ladies have a great afternoon.
You too. Thanks for calling. Okay, next call is area code 623. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hey, great day. This is Marianne.
Excuse
Hi,
me.
Hi, Marianne. Marianne, is that right?
Marianne.
Oh, Marianne. Okay.
Yep.
Well, how are you today, Miss Marianne?
All is well. Yeah, it's good. I'm really in a good place.
Okay. And what can we answer for you today, young lady?
I'm just trying to see if there's a message or anything about the position that I have. I'm going back to work on the 24th. I just want to see if there's anything that I should be aware of on the job or upcoming.
Okay. And you say you start on the 24th?
Yeah, I go back. I worked there already. We've been on break, so I gotta go back. So
okay.
A lot of changes, but I just want to see, you know, what does it look like?
Okay, one thing is budget concerns, so you want to note that down. Number two, I see promotion. Number three, I see where you. God, there's a name for that. Furlough. Thank you. Okay, I see you working like maybe 3 to 4 days a week, and then a day out of that 5 days you got to take as a furlough. This is not going to happen all the time. It's like because of budget concerns right now, it may have to happen for a month. That's it. And then it'll go back to, you know, regular 40 hours a week. So, yeah, I'm telling you that because that's what the angels are showing me now. So look, and they're telling me September. The September is when they're going to bring their furlough in where you might miss 1 day each week for a month.
Okay.
Furlough. Other than that, come October, I see everything is back to normal. It's back to 40 hours a week.
Okay. Well, that kind of makes sense because they're doing an expansion and they're kind of floating us around. You know, we're staying in the same building, but we're all spread out and that's why I just texted me and said something like, are you going to stay? I'm like, no, what the heck did I miss, you know?
Yeah. No, you're fine.
So you make sense. So it makes sense to me what you just said, you know, for the budget cuts, are right? You're dead on for that. Truly, you are right.
Okay,
well, thank you for that.
Go
ahead, Nina.
You'll be receiving a raise come October, either late October or early November.
Huh. I'm liking that even more. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you both.
You're most welcome, and congratulations, and have a wonderful week there, young lady.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, next call. You're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings live with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Also, the chat room is open, so you know you can go in there and ask Miss Nina questions as well, beside on the phone. Okay, next call, area code 334. You're on the line with Lennox and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hey, this is Shakira from Alabama.
Hi, Shakira. How are you?
I'm fine. Just have a question about, meeting someone, my partner.
Oh, okay.
I called you last week and you told me to call back in.
Right, because I don't think I was able to pick up last week, so I got Nina with me this week. Okay, last week, Nina, when I tried to read on her, I just got a blank. I didn't get anything, so.
No, ma'am. No, you just told me to call back because I was telling you I was somewhat still involved, but I'm single, but I was telling you I was somewhat still involved with an ex.
Right.
And you said
but
call back.
More, right? Yeah.
No, ma'am.
No, yeah, I can feel it. You kicked into the curb. That's good, girl. Okay. Who else is coming in? I know one thing. You like a strong man. You don't like a man that's a wisp. He's got to be strong. And I don't mean that physically. I mean strong mentally. Have a
yes,
good mind on him.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is good. Don't nobody want to... I had to stop that word. Anyway, yeah, that is good. You were a strong man. This guy is a little bit different. And Angels are showing me now.
Mm-hmm.
He's a different culture. I'm going to tell you one or two. I hope you're writing this down. He's either East Indian or he's, I don't want to say Saudi Arabia. But like mm-hmm. in that district, like he's either East Indian or either, I don't want to say, yeah, he's third world, but I don't know what they call those countries. I mean, what they say, but anyway. Yeah, ouch.
Well, it's
yes.
called Middle East.
The Middle East, there we go. Okay, he's either Middle Eastern or he's, mm-hmm. And whatever you're doing is scratching my ear. It's doing a bug on my ear right now.
I don't know.
That's a noise in the
well,
background.
You're doing something because it's corrupting me trying to give this reading to you.
I'm sorry.
Interrupting. Are you doing something, washing dishes or something, or walking?
No, ma'am. I was walking.
Oh.
I was trying to get a pen to write down whatever you tell me, what message
oh, okay.
is coming through.
Okay. God, now I've lost it. Come on, Angels. I'm sorry. It was right there. Nina, are you picking up anything? God, I'm going blank again.
Yeah, a little bit. He's definitely from the Middle East. He's a very kind man. He'll treat you right. When he's coming, I'm not picking that up at all.
Okay.
Mm.
Within the next 3 months.
Yeah, I would think the holiday. I'm picking up what's the holiday in September? Labor Day? Is that right?
Yeah.
I always get that memorial confused. Okay. I see on the holiday weekend is when you're probably going to meet this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like at a community festival or it's not a barbecue, it's something big. So that's why I'm saying like a community festival or something like that. But anyway, that's where you'll meet this guy. So you want to watch out for anyone that's Middle Eastern or East Indian because that will be your next love. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't discount it, okay?
Yes,
don't discount it because sometimes who we're looking for is not the correct person for us to love. So I always say love has no age, love has no color. Love is love. So whoever loves you, God bless them, right? And God bless
right.
you. Yeah. So I'm just
you
telling
see this
you,
person
open, your,
my
open
life.
Your eyes, come out the box, and look at something different. You might just be surprised, Shakira.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let us know, and I'm glad you
thank
called
you.
Back. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend, lady. Okay. All right. Next call, area code 917. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tina.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. My question is related to my pay stub. I started working in a place where I'm receiving the pay stubs, but it doesn't add up to my annual. So I asked for an investigation, and that was last week. I haven't heard back yet, but what do you see coming out of that?
Feels like somebody's holding you back. You're going to come out okay. You're going to come out okay. They're going to correct it, and you're going to get back pay. They're saying
I'm missing like a couple hundred dollars and stuff. So it's like, what? It doesn't make any sense, you know?
Yeah, no, it's going to be corrected, and you will get back pay for whatever they owe you. But, yeah, it is going to be corrected. And speak up like you did this time. You need to be more
proactive.
As a person. Speak up right away. Go ahead, Nina.
You need to be more proactive.
There you go.
Well, I just spoke with them. I'm just going to wait, and then I'll call again if I don't hear this week.
I wouldn't wait for a week. I'd wait until Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cut that short.
Well, it's the human resources I can contact, right? Do you think that they're going to change my title at that job? Because I feel like I'm doing a lot more than that title.
And that's why you're asking for the pay, to receive the pay that you want. You need to bring that up in the meeting. What Nina just said, proactive, you need to bring that up in the meeting and speak up for yourself. Speak up and speak out and tell them how you feel. You know, and the job that you're doing right now, you believe that it should receive more pay beside the back pay that they already owe you. Right? Don't be scared.
Mm-hmm.
Speak up for yourself. You're a human being. You deserve
I just
equality like
there.
Anybody else on the job.
I just started there.
Tina, I'm just going to tell you, the angels are telling me to wait until your first review, and then you can ask for more money. Until that time, keep doing the good job that you're doing. Get the pay that they owe you, and sit back and for your first review.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you. I don't want to rush anything and do crazy things.
Exactly. But make sure that you get the pay that they owe you.
Yeah, I am. I will make sure. I'm fighting
good.
For it right now. This
good
is ridiculous. It doesn't add up. If you add everything up to 26 weeks, it's missing a couple hundred dollars, you know? And they're like, no, that's okay. That's this and this. I said, no, that's not okay. So I called Human Resources, and they're doing an investigation, and they're researching it again. And so.
Very good.
Yep. I hope it goes through, because it doesn't look good if it doesn't. I'll have to ask my accountant. He can figure it out too, right?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Have a wonderful week. Next call, area code 805. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. Hi, Miss Nina. This is Anna from California. How are you?
Hi, Anna. We're doing just great. And yourself?
Donna. Oh, it's Donna. I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, Donna.
I want to know about my love life. Do you see someone coming in for me? A nice man that would possibly go into marriage, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, when you say marriage, it just tickled me to death. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing because a lot of men, for that commitment, they're just not as strong like it used to be 10 or 15 years ago about marriage.
I'm 63, so I'm hoping to get someone retired. Yeah, that doesn't want to be alone, you know.
Okay. Donna, I'm picking up a guy, and what the angels are showing me, he's like an old Western star, country and Western star, but it's not him. But this guy looks like him, and I can't figure out his name. I can't figure out his name. But he's an older gentleman. He's an older gentleman, and I guess he has been in the entertainment business. I don't know really if he was an actor. And they were just kind of showing me as an example, but he has been in the entertainment business. Yep, he's looking for companionship too.
Yeah, that's
now
what I
see.
For.
He reminds you of Jackie Gleason. Do you remember the actor Jackie Gleason? That's who this guy reminds you of. He has the personality like Jackie, and the build not quite as heavy. A little bit smaller than Jackie was, because you know he had the big stomach. Yeah, this guy's a little bit smaller.
Yeah, he's pretty big.
But he has that personality, outgoing,
nice.
And, you know, enjoys life, enjoys being with his woman. Yeah, he's a good guy. I'm seeing the latter part of August.
Okay.
The latter part of August, you'll run into him. A friend will introduce. They're telling me a friend will introduce you to him.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Friend
That's
introduction.
Nice.
End of July. Okay, and he'll remind you of Jackie Gleason. So if you remember how Jackie Gleason looked, except small.
Yeah, I remember.
And he is in the entertainment business, so.
Okay. You see us traveling at all? Because that's what I like to do.
I didn't ask that.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I just asked what man is coming up in your life. Nina, did you see anything different?
No, that's what I saw too. And,
okay.
All good.
Thank you.
All right there, young lady. Let us know, Donna.
Thank you very much. I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Girl,
have a
nice
wonderful
time.
Week.
Bye.
Oh, you
Me
too,
too.
Lady.
Too.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye. Thank you for calling. Okay. Next call is area code 773. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
This is Nancy. How are you?
Hi, Nancy. Doing great.
Awesome. I'm just wondering if you see anything new coming up.
As in what?
Whoops. I don't know, like a new location, new job, anything.
Okay, we can't do it like that. When we go to the angels, we have to be specific.
Okay, that's right. Will I get a new job soon?
Okay. I got attitude.
Oh.
You're asking me about a new job, and they're telling me attitude. Do you have a positive attitude about getting a new job? You're not bringing anything over from the last job, are you? Like you're open
maybe.
To new things? Okay. Maybe that's why the angel said attitude. That was the first thing.
Okay.
Yeah, there is a new job coming. The only thing I'm going to tell you, you will not get a $2 raise for 6 months.
Okay.
So if they tell you when you start this job that you will get a raise, yes, you will, but it won't be till 6 months later, not 90 days, but six months later, and it'll be $2. $2 more an hour. Yeah. Are you in a supervisory work?
I have supervised before, yeah.
Okay, because that's what I'm seeing, that this job is more in a supervisory capacity. Job is
okay.
In a supervisory. So that's good. That's more money for you. That's for
I
sure.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds
but that's
me.
What I'm picking up. Nina?
No, I'm picking up the same thing. It's just that the angels are telling me that you're not going to get a new job unless something changes within you. So
okay.
That's maybe what the attitude is about. I'm not sure, but they're telling me you need to change something.
Okay.
Okay, so whatever it is, I think you already know what it is.
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, so you change that, and then you will find a new job. If you don't, you're not going to.
Okay, perfect. That's very helpful. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week. Thanks for calling. Okay, next caller, area code 916. If I can get you up. 916, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
This is Gwen. How are you doing?
Hi, Gwen. I'm doing great. Oh, okay.
Good.
All right. Good to hear from you.
Yes, I was going to call a while back ago, but I've been really, really sick. My health is kind of knocking me down now. I didn't even realize I was sick, but the doctor said I'm doing better. But my
good.
Question is,
good.
I'm in a situation that I lost everything. I had to come and stay with my sister here in Sacramento because the doctors are better. But I'm starting all over again. I have and I just wanted to know what my life's going to be like, you know, soon, because I'm getting depressed and this is not me. So I don't know the first step on what to do.
Okay, Gwen, first off, resources through the government to help you. Have you checked with the Department of Social Services?
Yes, they have. I finally, thank God, finally restart receiving my Social Security disability.
Okay.
And that I had to wait for. I had applied a long time ago. That has finally came through. So
okay.
Now next is I want something, a place to live, you know, a little spot of my own. And it doesn't even seem like, it seems like I'm not moving anywhere. And in the meantime, I'm talking to a guy that's really heavy in the church, but I said, oh, no, not you guys. I got an attitude that I just don't want to be bothered with anyone.
Nothing wrong with that.
But that's not me. I'm bubbly. You know, I'm a bubbly person. I love people. But I can feel myself becoming someone else. And that's the depression. And I don't like it. I don't know how to get out of it.
Let me turn this over to Nina. Because she's good with this. You know, because she's a Reiki master, too. So I think I'm going to turn
That's
this
right.
Gwen over to her. Go ahead, Nina.
Hey, Gwen, what's going on? Why are you...
What's going on with... Well, ever since I have been diagnosed with the cirrhosis, but cirrhosis of the liver, they have medication. I'm doing very good. I'm beginning to get up, walk around. My health is getting better. But
okay,
I'm so, it is getting, they are even surprised. But I said, I can't do this. I cannot just sit here and melt away. That's not me.
Yeah.
But I feel myself sinking, and I can't move. I can't go anywhere. I can't find a place to live, and I'm so depressed. I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't know
okay,
what's
I
going
just,
on.
I just picked something up. Check on the medications you're on. They could
yes.
be they could be causing the depression.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so check on that. That's that came immediately as soon as you started talking about the meds and how well you're doing, that one of the meds you're on could be causing the depression. Please go and talk to your doctor as soon as you can.
Okay. Yeah, I
okay.
can do that.
It's not merging with your other medications. I agree 100% with
right.
Nina. It's
right.
not merging with your other medication. One of them isn't merging. So, and it's causing
yeah.
conflict.
So
oh,
once,
okay,
once you get that corrected, everything is going to start looking up for you 100%, okay? You just need to
okay.
get corrected. Your health will get better. You'll be getting better, and you'll have a great outlook on life.
Okay. I need to hear that because I'm like, this isn't me. You know how you can look outside of yourself and you know that's not you.
Yeah, no, that's
but
what
I
it is. It's one of your medications is causing the depression. So the doctor either needs to change it or help you with an antidepressant. So please go and see immediately.
I will. I will do that.
Okay,
I'm so happy to hear that I could talk to you guys. It's been such a long time.
Well, that's
and I'm
going
to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
And
yeah,
let
I'm
Nina know. Give us a call back and let Nina know how you're doing in a week's time, you know?
Okay.
Let us know you're
okay.
okay. All right? Okay.
Okay,
Glenn.
I'll do that. All right.
Thank
good talking to you both. Okay.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, next call. Oh, you're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, people. And Miss Nina's in there to answer questions, so please don't forget about the chat room if you don't want to talk on or speak on the phone. The time right now is 3:37 on the West Coast, and it's about 6:37 on the East Coast. All right, next call going down is area code 703. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Bea. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, and what is your name again? I'm sorry.
D.
D, okay. Hi, D.
How are you?
Terrific.
Thanks for taking my call. My question is, what do you see as far as a romantic relationship?
It's been a while for you, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I didn't even have to ask you if there was somebody in the background or whatever. Like, no, it's been a while. You're like fresh, open, out of the box. Who's coming? let's see. Ooh, D, why am I seeing a man? He's playing a saxophone. Ooh, and he's got a nice body, too. But anyway, he's playing a saxophone right now. The guy I'm seeing, and his shoulders and his arms, he looks like he should be an athlete than a musician. But anyway, he's playing a saxophone. Cute, too. Let's see. Did you plan on going clubbing this weekend? Not this weekend, but the weekend
nope.
coming up.
No? I'm not really big into it. I may go watch a live band, but I'm not into
okay,
the club
but
thing.
Okay, but D, I mean as far as like a lounge. This is jazz. It's not rock and roll or rap or none of that. It's like jazz. You just sit back and relax and listen to the music. That's where I see him playing with a group. He's with a band.
Oh,
he's playing with a group, but it's a lounge type. Like it's jazz. Let's just tell it like it is. It's jazz. He's available. He's single. I want to say he doesn't have kids, but I see a little baby girl. She just maybe just had a baby. But he's single. He's not in a relationship. Would you go to a lounge to listen to music?
I mean, I do go on occasion. I haven't been in a while, but I've gone on occasion.
Okay, because that's what I'm saying. It's not like, you know, you're going in there to dance and all that. No, you just sit back, have a drink, listen to the music, and then go home. Okay, well, if you do, I see this guy coming up, but it's the next week, not this weekend, we just finished. Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, this next weekend coming up, and more like Friday or Saturday that you'll see him. He's tall, he's medium complected, and like I said, he's got a body on him. So he will stand out among the other group of musicians in this band. He doesn't look like he should be a musician. Should be running or something or weightlifting. But that's okay. Maybe he's just a health person. Stays healthy. But that's what I'm seeing. Miss Nina?
All I'm picking up is they're telling me to tell you not to play games.
I don't do that, but okay. That's not me, but okay.
It's just what they're telling me. Now, games could be have a bunch of different meanings, right?
Right.
So I don't know whether you're not supposed to let them play games or what the case may be, or it could be playing a game. Who knows?
Right, okay.
That's all they told me.
Okay, makes sense. Okay, cool. Well, thank you, ladies. Have a good week.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Have a wonderful week, young lady. Bye-bye.
All righty.
Okay, what did I do? Nina, I did something. Area codes, okay. Okay,
oh,
now
you dropped.
I didn't. It just dropped, I think. 334, area code. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this? Area code 334, you're on the air. 334. Okay, I guess they didn't want to talk.
Okay, Linus, go down to 917.
Yes, most definitely. Okay, area code 917, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Simone.
Hi, Simone. How are you?
Good. I'd like a general reading, please.
I'm sorry, Simone. We only answer one question per caller. If you want a general reading, you'll have to give us a call, check out the web page and give us a call for that.
Okay.
General readings take longer. They could take up to an hour depending on what the angels want to tell us. And we charge for those readings.
Okay.
But if you have a question, we will gladly answer it.
I wonder what to ask.
What's most important to you right now, Simone?
Well, I had a dream about my ex-boyfriend. And I meet a new man, and then he comes in, and he's, like, jealous or something. And I don't know what that was about. That's
you're not over
like
him. Your dream is telling you that you're not over him, and that's why he came up in your dream, because if you were over him, not even a thought about him would come up.
Okay.
So the dream is telling you, you haven't, you two may have, maybe you haven't got closure in the relationship. I don't know if you decide it was best for you both to go your own separate ways. But your dream is telling you one or two things. Either he wants to come back or you haven't got over him.
Right. Well, we separated pretty roughly. so it wasn't the best of the end.
Okay, so the both of you are through with each other now? Is
yeah,
that what you're
I think
saying?
So.
You
yeah.
think so? So that's a no. Okay. Because if you were sure, you wouldn't have hesitated. Well, Simone, that was on your dream. I'm not seeing anybody coming. I don't know. Let me check with Miss Nina. Maybe she sees what I don't see. Miss Nina?
I'm not seeing anything different. There's nobody new coming because there is still feelings on your side about the ex.
Yeah, I don't want anybody new coming. I'm just trying to get over it. One guy. I don't want anybody else right now.
Okay, well, then you need to get over him.
Yep. That's something you have to do. We can't tell you how to do that. You have to do that on your own.
I know how to do that. I was just wondering what the dream meant.
What was? I'm sorry?
Yeah, I was just wondering what the dream meant. That's all.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. One or two things. Oh, well, you still have feelings for him. That's what your dream was showing you.
Yeah, I do.
You still
yeah.
have feelings.
Yeah.
You're not over it. Well, before you go looking for something else, you got to complete what you're going through now. So if it's
yeah.
closure and you
yeah.
need to get closure to give your mind satisfaction, then do that. Now, does that closure mean that you need to talk to him? No, it's closure in your mind. Forgive
okay,
him, forgive
got
yourself.
It.
Yeah, and then go on and, you know, open your arms for whatever is coming, the new guy.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah,
but forgive him and forgive yourself for the past relationship so that that door can open.
Yeah. Yes, that sounds very good. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Simone, and have a wonderful week. Okay? All
righty.
Next call. Yes, ma'am.
Can you go to 978? Because that's the caller that you dropped.
Okay. 978,
hello?
You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis and Nina. This is Kathleen. And, Lennis, I follow you on Facebook under Kay Quinn. I love your post.
Okay, yes. Girl, how are
you're
you? Oh, my
ticket.
God. We haven't talked to you in months and Sundays. How you doing?
I'm doing just okay. And this is my question. I didn't know for years what's been going on with my legs. They swell if I'm on them too long, walk too long, whatever. I got diagnosed with lymphatic edema of the legs,
okay.
and there's no cure for it, I'm told, by the vein specialist. And it's like I'm getting fatter and fatter because I'm sitting on the bloody couch, and I can't get out and walk or anything. And she wants me to see a physical therapist where they massage your legs like four times a week and wrap them up in bandages. Well, no one around here does that. I didn't know if you saw something that would take it down or what. I need help with this because I can't wear dresses. Pantyhose. My foot's getting bigger. I can't get my foot in my shoes.
Kathleen?
Yes?
Get up and move.
I know, but when I do...
Yeah, I know.
I go for a walk. They're so tight, and I have like elephantitis. That's the only word I can think of to describe it.
You right now, get up and move. If you roll over and let this take over you, it will. You need to move. Even if it's only small steps to begin with, you still need to move.
So you're saying get out and walk?
Get out and walk. Or stay in the house and walk. Whatever you want to do.
Walk, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because I was going to say, go ahead.
Get yourself a Fitbit.
What?
Start off with whatever, 1,000 steps a day, I don't care where you start. I can't do everything. I can't do the 10,000 steps myself with the Fitbit because I have fibromyalgia, I have arthritis in my knees and my feet and all that kind of stuff. But I still move. And they told me 25 years ago to quit working, stop exercising, blah, blah, blah. But I did not listen to them. Because I am stubborn and did not listen to them and kept moving, I'm still able to walk. I'm still able to do most of the things I enjoy to do. So you have to take this by yourself and do this yourself. Be strong.
Do you think my weight has almost everything to do with it? Or?
And I'm going to say yes, definitely.
Yeah, it's like a double-edged sword here. Yeah. If I don't exercise, I put on the weight. If I gain the weight, then I can't get out and move. You know?
Yep. It is, and once you start losing that little bit of weight and you start moving more, you'll find you'll be able to do even more than what you could the day before.
Okay, because it's stopping me from meeting men and everything. I mean, there's someone I have in my life, but I'm not in love with the guy. He's good to me, but I want to meet people. And every time I go on these dating sites, oh, they work out in the gym, they do this. They want a girl that's fit. Well, that's not me, and I know I'm embarrassed to meet anyone because of it, you know?
Well, start doing what I asked you to do.
Okay.
Start moving. Start eating healthier and be the person that you know you can be, and give me a call back next week and tell me what
honey,
you look.
I appreciate it.
Let me know what you've accomplished, even if it's only in the chat room. Please let me know what you've accomplished.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a blessed week, Kathleen. Thank you for calling. It's always a treat to hear from you.
Okay, honey. Take care.
Me
and if
too.
You could keep me on chat, I'd appreciate it so I can listen on the line, I mean. Thank you.
Sure. You're welcome. There we go. Okay, next call. 313. Maybe they'll answer now. Back in the queue. 313, you're on the air.
Hi,
hello.
How are you?
Fine, and you? Who's this?
I'm doing pretty good. Yes, my name is Trish. I've spoke with you before, Lennis. I happened to win a reading from you, and it was very good a couple of years ago. And so I just thought I'm kind of going through some family issues, kind of trying to see where I am. But I have an aunt who's like, she's sickly, and she's like the rock of the family. I'm out of town right now visiting her in Florida. And I'm kind of confused of where I'm going to be in this next year coming up or something.
Okay, tell me your name again. I'm sorry.
My name is Trish.
Trish,
and I'm from
okay.
Detroit.
Oh, no, that's fine. Okay, Trish. Well, God bless you for down there helping your aunt out. That's very beautiful. So let me just tell you from me, thank you. It's beautiful.
Oh, well.
Okay. You know, Trish, have you thought about moving to Florida? Was that like in the back of your mind or a back burner?
Yes, it is on back burner. It's in the back of my mind, and I'm kind of stuck about where where I'm gonna be.
Okay, because Florida is a good fit for you, so I'm gonna just tell you that right now. I'm not getting any particular city, but they're telling me that Florida is a good fit for you. For your life.
Okay.
Let's see. There's a spiritual essence in Florida for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not telling you church and all that. Spiritual essence is something that's going to enlighten you and bring your spirit up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's
but they're telling me there's a spiritual essence there in Florida, so.
Yeah, I came for a historical journey.
Okay, let's see what else. Move at a slow pace. I guess, take your time day by day when you make your decision what you want to do. In other words, don't rush.
Okay.
But just at a slow pace. It's almost like the angels want you to really see your environment while you're down there right now with your
right.
eye. You know, look at the people, the jobs, community and all this. And they're telling me it's going to capture your soul that you're like, you know what, I think I'll be back in 3 months, but this time I'll be back to stay.
Mm.
So that's what
yeah.
they're telling me to tell you. That, yep.
Okay.
Florida will capture your essence. That's your place. That's where you're supposed to be.
It's been heavy on my mind. My aunt, she's, you know, real sickly right now. She's feeling like she wants to give up, but I just don't think that this is the end. But, I mean, I don't know. Her son passed last year, and even though he came, to me and said he was good, but I think she just seems like she just her heart is so broke that she just wants to be with him or something.
Yeah.
And it's draining to try to be strong for the family. It's a big, large family, and I don't know. I guess I'm just trying to find some peace with it.
Yeah. Nina?
All I can say is keep doing what you're doing. If you don't want to be the backbone of the family, don't. We're all allowed things. And that includes you. So
mm-hmm.
let that go and just be you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that will do more for everybody, including yourself.
Yeah, because I had a dream the other night. I had some panty shorts were real big on me, and I was like, man, maybe I'm trying to take on too much.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. We both agree on that. Ma'am, you are.
Yeah.
You gotta remember to always love Trish first. Nothing against
yeah.
your aunt, but self-preservation is number one. If we don't love ourselves, how can we love somebody else?
Right,
right. That means spiritually, mentally, and physically. We gotta love ourselves first. So I'm just telling you to check out for Trish. You know,
okay.
keep yourself too, yeah.
And so Florida's looking good, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
That's you.
The only reason I haven't did it is because I got involved in some school projects up in Detroit, and I'm just wanting to finish it. I hate not completing things, you know.
And do that. Go ahead,
Nina. Complete and then move. I'm sorry, Trish, but we've got to move on. We have several
okay.
callers still.
You've helped out a lot. That's great. That's some great thoughts for me, and I appreciate you guys' time.
Well, thank
you.
You're
most welcome. Thanks. Go ahead, Nina.
Please call us back and let us know how everything's going.
I sure will, and I'm going to stay on the line.
Okay. All righty. Put you back. Thank you. All right, next call. I got to go all the way down. 334. 334, you're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hey, I didn't press one. I'm just listening. Y'all gave me a reading already.
Oh, okay. All righty.
But if there's no one...
Yeah, I've been there for a minute. Okay, area code 216, you're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Yes. Hi, my name is Patricia, calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Thanks for taking my call.
You're most welcome, Patricia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to get clarity on and get assistance with. I've been seeking a flexible work, paid employment, that I can give me that flexibility with my time, but also earn a decent living. I've signed on with the agencies, employment agencies, to work temp, but they're hit a wall. You know, I've been applying for data entry positions, excuse me, and now
it has changed. The clients there want all this recent experience, like in the last 6 months and a year, and my experience is older than that, so I don't get any calls. But also, I'm just there are other things that I would like to do. I'm considered strongly of becoming a production assistant on commercials and films and that sort of thing. But I'm also, I'm just wondering, I'm thinking about signing on with something like a Task Rabbit, that sort of thing. And I, now I have used the bus and all that. I'm wondering if that's a good fit for me.
Ouch, ouch.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here, Patricia, but all that noise in the background just took me away from concentrating.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Nina, are you picking up anything?
Oh, there's too much space.
I
have
can't
to
even
apologize.
Concentrate.
I'm on the bus.
Okay. Call us back when you get off the bus.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Area code 2, I think we did 210. Yes?
Yeah. Just hang on. Let me see. No, we haven't done 210. Could you get that, please?
Okay. 210, you're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
This is Pearl from Texas.
Hi, Pearl. How you doing, young lady?
I'm doing very well. And I think you guys sound pretty like you're doing pretty good, too.
We try. So what can we answer for you today, Miss Pearl?
I just kind of wanted to see if you had a glimpse for me of the next 30 days. What's coming up? What's going to happen? Any previews available?
Okay. Go ahead, Nina.
Could you ask a specific question? The next 30 days is like a reading, and we don't do readings on this show. Readings we do from the website, you can contact us and then we'll contact you. But if you could come up with a specific question that will make it much easier for us to concentrate.
So, okay, let me ask about career-wise, do you see my career blossoming in the next 30 days or will it take longer?
Okay, what's your career so we can focus on it? What do you do?
Real estate.
Okay. All right. God, I'm seeing a bouncing ball up and down, up and down, up and down. I guess that's kind of how the market is right now, though, huh? I'm seeing a bouncing red ball. You work for Redfin? I'm just playing. Don't answer that. Well, that's a real estate company. That's our red bouncing ball. It might be a little bit of a strain or a struggle for the next 30 days as far as real estate. Like I said, I see a bouncing ball, so it'd be like, maybe 1 week you would do real good for a couple of weeks or so, and then it'd be like, nothing's going on. So that's what I'm picking up. Nina?
I'm picking up the number 2. I don't know whether that you're going to sell 2 houses in the next month or in 2 months things are going to get better. That's all I picked up.
Well, at least it's a short time. That's good. Yeah, that's what I got, too. Well, Pearl, only thing I can tell you is keep doing what you're doing. But like Nina said, the 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 months. But I think things are going to pick up for you in September more than August. That's just what I'm feeling off the angels. that you'll have good business then. Yeah. I know that's the school time when kids are going back to school and people probably are not thinking too much about moving, but actuality, economics have changed a lot this year since 45th took office. So, you know, don't worry about that. Go for what you know, and it will happen.
Okay.
Girl. Don't feel down. Come on. It's an industry, right? And it's an up and down industry.
Yeah.
It's not every day is a $100,000 day. But when it's good, it's good, right? So Nina said, you know, for 2 weeks you might do really good, and maybe the next 2 weeks might be a little bit slow.
Yeah. It seems to be like it's a yo-yo career field. So it's a yo-yo career field. That's what I'm going to say. Okay.
Yeah. But wishing you the very best, though. And thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Okay. Next call, area code. Oh, you're listening to Psychic Sunday Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open. Okay. Area code 619. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Donna from San Diego.
Hi, Donna. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you. I just was wondering if you could tell me anything about my next residence.
Oh, you're moving.
Yeah. That's
okay. You know, right away, trees. I see trees and water, but a lot more trees. The water looks like maybe a little pond. Like a little pond or something. And now they're showing me like there's a river going down. So I guess either a pond or a river. But there's trees all around your new okay, and they're showing me now it's a one-level ranch duplex. There's somebody on the other side. It's two of you. And it looks like in this area it's duplex homes as well as townhomes. So it's definitely a family community. But anyway, you're one level. You got a yard, back side, front is short. You got a garage attached to garage, one car. Yeah, but it's just one car garage. And like I say, but it's a lot of trees, so if you know where you're looking at to move to, if it has a lot of trees, that's you.
Okay. Well,
yeah, it's in a lot of trees.
Thank you so much.
It's nice. It's a two-bedroom. Looks like a two-bedroom duplex.
Do you see another person living there also?
I see it could be somebody young, your granddaughter or a niece, because I'm seeing like a 9 or a 10-year-old child that you're, I don't know if you're raising or you're taking care of this child for a little while.
Okay.
No, yeah, but I see that. I don't see an adult. I see a 9 or 10-year-old child, little girl.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Well, thank you so much for that. Give me something to look
okay.
for.
Okay. All right. Well, you're most welcome. Have a wonderful week, young lady.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 404. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, how you doing? My name is Ashia.
Say it again.
Ashia.
Okay, how you doing, Ashia?
Fine, how you doing?
Terrific.
I have a question. Oh, I'm sorry.
No. I was saying, what can we answer for you? Go ahead. You start it.
Oh, okay. I want to go. Do you see me like going to school for radiology tech? I'm having trouble picking what school would, you know, accept me and be successful in graduating. It's the school Atlanta Tech, and then it's Georgia State Perimeter.
Okay, so you want to know which one are you going to be going to? Either Georgia Tech or what's the other school?
Atlanta Technical College.
Atlanta Tech.
Is Georgia,
okay.
No, is Georgia State Perimeter or Atlanta Tech?
Okay. Oh, okay. Georgia State or Atlanta Perimeter. Okay. Give us two to concentrate on. Okay. Georgia Tech. I got a little bit of a headache on Atlanta, but Georgia Tech was okay.
No, it was Georgia State and then Atlanta Tech.
Okay, well, Georgia State then. I'm sorry. But Atlanta Tech, I got a little bit of a, on the left side, just a little bit of a pain, which means that it might be a struggle there for you as you go to school. Georgia Tech, I didn't pick up anything. It was free spirit. But they're saying Georgia Tech will do
Georgia
good
State
for you.
Perimeter.
Georgia State, I mean. I'm sorry. I wrote down Georgia State Tech. I'm sorry. But, yeah, Georgia State.
Did they see me being a radiology tech? I want to go for radiology tech.
Anything you want to be? Anything
you
want to be?
Did they say, like, around a certain time I'll be taking my classes, they'll accept me?
No, I didn't get that, but I got that you'd be going to Georgia State. And whatever that you want to take, you can. Yeah. You're going to do
because
good.
I passed all my tests, but the math, I fell by like 4 points to get in. So I'm trying to study in and get try it again.
Well, sure. Sure. Do you think people that take the law degree pass it the first time? Very few. A lot of them take it twice. So come on. That's okay. Don't worry about that. You're young, honey. You got a whole bunch of years in front of you, retirement years.
Yeah.
So you,
oh, really? I'm sorry.
You haven't started, but, yeah.
And
but
then
Georgia
I have
Tech,
this new job coming. And this new job is coming, but I don't know if I should take it because I want to I think I should stay at my job because I want to concentrate on school. I have an interview on Tuesday, but in my heart, my intuition is telling me I'm going to get this job. But I don't know if I should take it. It's more money. But I don't know if it'll give me time to study, you know, with classroom stuff.
Nina?
It's with a plumbing company, UTC Plumbing. And then I work at a mall for security dispatch. But the plumbing is dispatch.
I'm not even listening because this is the second question, so sorry.
Oh. Okay, so Georgia State is where you're going to be, young lady.
She's not listening. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, if you want a reading, you got to go into the website. Okay, well, thank you, Ashia, for calling. And we're wishing you the very best, young lady. Have a wonderful week. Okay. 323, where are you at? 323, you're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello, this is David from Palm Springs, California.
Well,
hi,
David, and welcome to the show, young man.
Thank you. First time listening to your show, and I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
So my question is, I am looking to sell my house. I've tried a couple times before, and the house wasn't ready to let me go. And so I'm wondering, I have this strange spiritual connection with my house, and I'm trying to figure out if I've completed everything I need so I can move on.
I don't see any problem. You, Nina?
No, I don't see any problem either. The angels are telling me something about the attic. What's left up there?
Well, I mean, there is a crawl space above, but I've never put anything up there. So I don't know what's up there.
I don't know. I'm still getting it. Do you want to just check next time you're able to? Just check and see if there's anything there.
Okay. Yep, well, I can do that.
Okay. Other than that, there's no reason why you can't move on.
Awesome.
Me too, because I see you moving. Go ahead, Nina.
Yeah, is there a crawl space under the stairs somewhere?
No, I mean, it's an old house, and someone put a second roof on, so there's a space between where there was the original ceiling and the second roof. And there's two different points to access it. There's, you know, two, like, pull downs that you can climb up. But I've literally never been up there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, either that or there's I'm picking up something that you've left behind. It's in a dark area. That's all I'm getting. And it could be under some stairs or in the attic. But, yeah, there's something there that you're forgetting about.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll work on that. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you for calling, David. Have a wonderful week, sir.
Thank you. All blessings.
Okay. Thank you. All righty. The other people are just holding. What did you have, Nina, in the chat room? Because the rest of the folks that are on, they were just holding to listen to the show.
Essential. Need a first name for existence. I need your first name. And she wants to know about Lisa Ann. Ann and Patrick. As it relates to her. Now that question's really. Hey, can you simplify?
What does
she
want to know? How to relate Leanne and Patrick to her?
Yeah, how they relate to her. Can you be more specific and give us your first name? And we will wait until she types me something.
Okay, I was going to do. Doggone it, if I cannot find it, I was going to do a prayer. Anyway, did she come in today?
Yep, Anna's there.
Oh, okay. Good afternoon, Sheeha. Well, just a reminder, everybody, the new moon is the 23rd, which is next Sunday.
Anna, if you're picking up her question, you can go ahead and help her with it, too. I'm not coming up with anything. I think it's not too specific enough for me to pick up anything on it. So, Anna, if you can come up with something, go for it.
Okay. Sounds like the lady might need a... Oops. Sounds like she might need a reading. Maybe suggest that to her, Nina, to come in and get a reading done.
Yeah, you can call us. I'm going to get a hold of us at theessenceofsuccess.com and ask for a full reading. I think that may help you a little bit. As far as the new moon can bring in good or bad. It's a time where you should let your intentions be known. Want to start something new? You want to let go. Put it down on a piece of and put it out in the full moon, in the new moon, and hopefully that will help it. I find that the children I look after go a little bit crazy on me during a new moon, more so than a full moon. A full moon, I find adults go a bit crazy. But yeah, so it can go either way. It's just something for you to be just a little bit aware of. That both moons, the full and the new, can produce some negative qualities or some good qualities, all depending.
Okay. Quick prayer. Very good information, Nina. Our souls are now manifesting and providing here and now our commandments and creations to give us our life experiences of excellent health, total and unconditional love, huge wealth, huge prosperity, and immense joy. From known and unknown beings, entities, spirits, souls from all dimensions of time and space here and now, our souls are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the source and the universe. Thank you. We are that we are. It is already done. Now, one thing that I have done in past Sundays, and in fact, I did it last Sunday, too, I changed it, just tweaked it just a little bit. But something great is happening to our souls. Doors are opening everywhere. Something great is happening to our souls. Doors are opening everywhere. One more time, everybody. Something great is happening to our souls. Doors are opening everywhere. Okay. And that's it that I have. How are you doing in the room? Is it okay, or should we call about coming to the end of the show?
Well, she seems like she's okay. I guess she's okay. Written anything. Unless you give us a little bit more information, we can't help you. That's all I got to say about that. But, Lennis, I think maybe we should close the show if there's no further questions. Oh, we got a new caller,
okay.
Didn't we?
No, those are... Oh, yeah, we do. 626, I'm sorry. We sure do. Area code... come on, click it. Area code 626, you're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm okay. I just was wondering, I wasn't sure if you guys read animals at all, but I just lost my dog, and I was just trying to look for some answers for what caused her to get ill so quickly.
I'm going to give this to Nina because she's better than I am with animals, so I'll let Nina answer that for you.
I'm sorry for your loss, speaking from somebody who just lost a dog not too long ago, and I was so sad my husband made me, well, he said either you go out and pick a new dog or I'm going to, so we have a new puppy in our lives. Because of that, she has not taken the place of my other pup, don't get me wrong, but she also passed very quickly because she was attacked by a pit bull. But that being said... with animals, sometimes this happens. They'll be really healthy, and they're staying strong for you, so they don't give in to the illness. And then it gets to a point where they just have to let go because both the pain and being too much for them.
Well, she wasn't ill. That's what I was wondering, if you had any insight with that. It just kind of came on. Okay. She was very young, and I didn't know if you saw anything else, like maybe affecting or what caused her to suddenly. It wasn't any kind of long-term illness or anything like that.
That's a good thing for both you and the animal that didn't have to suffer, right?
Well, she did suffer, but I just didn't know if it was like a poison or if it was the medication they gave her. I just was trying to get some insight into what.
I'm not picking up anything bad that caused the illness.
I'm sorry, missed that.
I'm not picking anything bad or malicious that caused her to pass. So, nothing... at all am I picking up. I'm so sorry for your loss. I know how much it hurts.
Okay. You're not seeing anything that suddenly...
No.
Caused.
I'm not any poison or wrong medicine or anything like that. What did the vet say?
They don't know. I mean, her brain's completely swelled up. It did happen after being given some medication, but they weren't sure. They just were. She went from being a little bit, just having like a stomach bug to some medicine to her brain swelling up to dead.
I'm so sorry. Maybe because my loss has not been that long either that I'm being blocked. But
okay. Out of nowhere, I am having a necropsy done, but it was just any insight into helping that doctor look into things. You know, everybody's just kind of baffled by it. So we're trying to figure out just any insight that is helpful to me for clothes.
Mary, I did pick up that your animal had a disability, like it was born with something that wasn't correct, wasn't right in his body,
okay.
But I see a disability, yeah.
And where did you see the disability? Just curious.
Between the
that
stomach and going to the back by the hips, from the stomach to the hips.
Okay.
That's what I'm picking up, from the stomach to the hips, yeah. Something didn't develop like it should have. So, but anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I'm sorry. It was kind of a heavy subject. I just was, you know, looking for any insight. I'm just kind of blocked myself for getting anything. So, appreciate your time.
Yeah. Well, know that it's happy. It's not in pain or suffering.
So.
It's happy now. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, she wasn't suffering very long. She had a healthy, happy life, and it just kind of, you know,
okay.
Happened.
All
okay.
right. Well, thank you,
thank
Mary,
you.
For calling, and you have a blessed week, young lady.
Thank you very much. You too. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, it's about that time. We're on our way out. I want to thank everybody from around the world in the chat room on the phone that called in to the show. We really do appreciate you guys, and we had a good show today. I hope that we were able to bless you with information to serve you, provide for you, and give you something to think about as well. So, and know that we do love you. Miss Nina? Oh, and thank you, Sheehal, for coming in today. Thank you.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I just want to thank everybody for joining us today. All of you in the chat room, awesome, awesome. To have so many familiar and new faces in there. Thank you all, and we will see you next Sunday. God bless.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
Love you, Nina.